Now we've got it. What are we going to do with it? Now that we found love. Monday Night Man. Studio W. The Buzz.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
It's deep, man.
Now that we got it, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do with it? Oh, yes. You know, it's okay if you have the ingredients, but what are you going to make with them? Okay, right. Hey, welcome, everyone. This is Monday Night Madness. I am yours truly, WB, behind this MIC, and to my left, I have the
Professor Pop Culture.
Oh, that's him right here on my left.
Yes.
Yeah. Tonight, Professor.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of what are we going to do with it, what are we going to do with tonight?
We are going to raise our fist up in the air, and we are going to rejoice and bask in it. What is it? It is what the historian, Dr. John Hendrick Clark, once said, I bathe in blackness.
Black excellence.
That is what we're going to do tonight. We are going to bathe in blackness. Black excellence, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to explain this as briefly as I can. The 1970s was a very interesting period in black history because of everything that we went through, really from 1865 up until, and I hate to shed light on this, but things change with the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King on April 4th of 1968. Things change, and what we were beginning to see in that decade were the benefits from the Civil Rights Act, the Civil Rights Bill that was signed in 1964, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Then we as Black America, we were sort of caught up in a movement called white flight. See, one thing about white flight that you got to understand, whites weren't the only one that were flying. We were flying too. And there was a new rise, so to speak, in the culture. There was a new uplifting, and the music reflected all of this. The music reflected all of this. The R&B ballad is now being upgraded, receiving influences from jazz music. You see, we have to understand something. In 1975, Miles Davis said that jazz was dead, and it was a shame. You see, what was going on was from 1963 up to 75, there was supposed to be a new generation of cats that were supposed to go and take the music forward. This was the first time in the history of jazz that they went into other areas, in particularly R&B music. But what does that do to R&B? It brings it up. So who are we going to play tonight? What is the type of mood? What is the type of thing that we are going to be submerged with? We are going to be submerged with McFadden and Whitehead, Ashford and Simpson, Donnie Hathaway, Natalie Cole, Lou Rawls, Phyllis Hyman, Angela Bofill, Norman Connors, Michael Henderson, and we're going to throw in a little Nina Simone there. We're going to throw there. We're going to throw a little James Brown. We got to throw James Brown. We're going to talk about black excellence. We're going to throw a little bit of Parliament. Okay. And we're going to go back into the treasure troves with Duke Ellington. And yes, I'm going to throw some culture on ya. We're going to have true black excellence. We are going to have the diva Leontine Price.
Yes.
Let me talk to you. Philly Sound, Patti LaBelle, MFSB. We're going to have some Marvin. We're going to have some Motown there. We're going to have the Temptations. Man, it just goes on and on and on. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who, and we mentioned this last week, who the critic Nelson George said is a college educated mentality. All of this music is college educated mentality, but that does not mean that if there's somebody that you love and we're not playing them, we're not saying they gut bucket. That we're not saying that. And there's a whole lot of folks that fit this sort of aesthetic that we did not include because, God, you're talking about an ocean of this kind of music here.
You know, I was thinking earlier when I was talking to someone else about the program, I said, I can see this being a two-parter. I'm just throwing it out
there. I think it's going to be.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Monday Night Madness.
This is the one who's bringing black excellence into the 21st century.
Oh, you've got a lot of naysayers and deniers, but guess what?
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
Hey. Let's get back. Hey, it's Monday Night Madness on The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz. Now, we kind of switched up the audio a little bit while I did, but we have a couple of more songs here. McFadden, Whitehead, Duke Ellington, James Brown coming up. But I want to go back, Professor, because the song, the first one, Lift Every Voice and Sing, that was done by Beyonce.
That's right.
Now, we heard so many different artists do this song, cover this song, and so you wanted to say something about that.
Well, you know, it is the, as we call it, the Negro national anthem, and it was written by James Weldon Johnson, and it was set to music by his brother J. Rosamond Johnson, and you know, it is just indignative that with what indicative that with what we have gone through, the fact that we have been violently uprooted from our native land, brought here, had our humanity debased, you know, for so long, and then to be released, but then to be released under into a world with certain codes, you know, in violation in systematic structures to keep us down as subhuman, and to be taught that we have been subhuman,
it was justified that we have an anthem of our own. Mm. And, thus, you know, here it is. And it is a beautiful song, and it just does my heart so well, you know, to hear Beyonce do it at one of her concerts. You know, it just says so much about her.
I didn't know that she had done it before. I mean, at a concert, I didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, I was playing that song this past Sunday, and I did it because we have the Gospel Explosion. It comes on here on the mm-hmm. Buzz every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. On the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West. And then later on in the afternoon, we also have a live sermon coming from my former church. And I did that just before the pastor started preaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's an amazing, amazing thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy gospel music and you enjoy just great music all along, stay tuned to this network, studiowbuzz.com. You can hear us anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. I would say that probably 85% or more of our content has to have some content or music is included in that. And some of our shows, and speaking of which, great show, Jasmine, last night.
Oh, good.
Great show. Oh, good my God. The theme was Run for Cover. It was clever because mm-hmm. we had an R&B song uh-huh. that was covered by a jazz,
uh-huh.
by a jazz song yeah. or vice versa, whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. It was absolutely amazing.
Okay.
We had more music than we had time. Mm. It was just great, man. thank you so much, Jazz. So I'm not sure that might be a part two, coming up, somewhere in the near future.
Get
as
ready,
well.
Jazz. There's going to be a part two.
see the professor is trying to talk in code, but
I'm not talking in code to her.
He knows how I am. Yeah. But anyway, tonight we're celebrating Black excellence. And I told our audience that, hey, look, tell somebody to tune in. This is going to be a very, very special show. As you can see with the lineup that we have right now, it is. So stay tuned, folks. And I want to talk about this on the way back on the other side. Ain't no stopping us now.
This is what tonight is all about. Listen to the lyrics of this song.
All right now. Monday Night Madness with WB and the Professor.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Don't you let nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now. We're rolling up.
trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going.
Despite all that's happening now,
of course,
still ain't no stopping us.
Yeah. Just like that movie, was it Rocky? And Creed said, "Ding, ding."
Oh yeah.
Oh, hey, let's do it again and again. Mm-hmm. Monday Night Madness. Oh, my. You know, that song, I wonder, you gave us a stat a while back. And we talked about how many times a song is played around the world.
With certain artists, yes.
Yeah. And Michael Jackson's was?
Once every minute.
Oh, my God. Who's on top of that? That is Well, this rare air.
I think that's it because, Yesterday by, The Beatles is every minute. Paul McCartney gets paid every minute.
Every minute.
One minute and 35 seconds. Every 1 minute and 35 seconds all over the world, an Earth, Wind, and Fire song is played. Does not mean, Maurice's wife gets paid every time, but an Earth, Wind, and Fire song is played, every 1 minute and 35 seconds all over the world, television or radio.
That is absolutely incredible, folks. Good Lord. Mm-hmm. How would you like to get paid every 1 minute and 35 seconds? You know what?
That's the concept of residual income and, you know, what we have to recalibrate ourselves into, what we invest in and put our minds to and pursue and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna work on,
You're the financier, what you?
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking.
I don't ask a question I don't know the answer to. Are you serious now? You already know that I know. That's why I asked it.
Okay,
I do not set myself up. That's the dumbest thing you can do. But in a way. The personality or the, you know, I like to say both of us are co-hosts. You do your part there, which is so important to the show, folks.
Oh,
because each and every week, the professor, he will come up with the theme. He will also, now I know this takes time because you have to pick songs that will go along with your theme, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of things happen behind the scenes before we come. We just my God. Mm-hmm. It's not like two guys get behind this board here and just start playing music.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And some people think that, but.
Well,
no,
they can.
No. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm telling you, it's not correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, the conversations that we have and a lot of the information we have, none of that is planned, you know. Professor, a lot of time. Oh, I was talking about you last week on Mad Mike and Wild Will.
Oh, Coast to Coast. Mike! Yes. Hey, Mike.
I told him I was going to ask you tonight. I'm not going to put you on the spot. If you can make this Thursday,
I already know I can't.
Oh my God, Mike! So we're going to have to put it off again. Uh-huh. Okay, we have to put it off again. Okay, let us know because there is a special show that. We want to do. And so Mike was teasing me because he was saying, hey, William, okay, you didn't get your feelings hurt because I told you I only want to do this show if the professor was on along with us.
Oh, Lord.
He was joking about
that.
However, this is what I told him. I said, no, Mike, I think that is a brilliant idea. I want to do the show when you can join us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're holding that off.
Okay.
There is no problem there. So Mike and I, we like to joke against each, you know,
Guys have great banter.
Oh my God.
Good chemistry.
You're talking about banter. Mm. Okay. All right. Professor, do you need more coffee over there? Okay.
I love the rawness of this show. I'll just yawn on the air. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. My God. You know, there's a hope. Folks, I wish I could point the camera over there. I have a whole pot of coffee there.
Got the industrial strength.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we need to strengthen it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. I thought so. Duke Ellington.
And ladies and gentlemen, that in black excellence, I don't know what is.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Ben Webster.
It's Duke Ellington.
The poster man of black excellence.
Called Black Beauty.
And is regarded by many historians as probably the most beautiful melody in American popular music. But beauty's also in the eye of the beholder too, so.
Celebration of black history, black excellence. Wow. Duke Ellington. The first tune was called Cotton Teal.
Yeah.
Now, you musical, musicologists out there, musical historians, and love going back and just listening to vintage and the music that came out of the '50s, the '60s, and so forth. And even back before then.
Yeah.
You know, and so for a lot of our younger audience, and we have to be very careful sometimes because we don't want to lose anyone, but we really want to give you the foundation where it, everything is built on something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
look
at music itself.
Mm-hmm.
Look how it really started, you know, like in the fields.
Oh, yeah.
We can go back further than that. We can take it back to the motherland.
Yes, yes. You're talking about American music, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about American music, right? Mm-hmm. And how the drums are an extremely important component in how music is brought together and how it's
drums
delivered.
Drums are our representation, and we're going really, really tribal, you know, going way back. Drums are... You know, our representation of thunder or, the attempt to reproduce, the sound of thunder in the sky.
Let me ask you this, because I said this before, and I'm just thinking, I haven't read it or anything like that, but I believe that Morse code, I believe this, was it sort of emulating the drums, because the drums in a lot of sense, in a major sense, brother, it there was a signal for something, whether it was war coming on, whether it was what a message was delivered through that drum,
and there was an alphabet for each letter. It Morse code just amazes me. For you have those 2 to 3 sounds and how you hold them for as long as you hold them to comprise each letter to form a word. Just, you know, really, really mystifies me. And I'm saying all that because there was a rhythm and how all of that was done.
This is where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, doesn't that remind you of the drums?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
James Brown told his band, every instrument you play, imagine it as a drum, which really were I think part of the band having that visual was contributing to the building blocks to his success.
The rhythm of the beat.
Yes.
Okay.
Rhythm of the beat.
You have a slow boom, boom, boom. You get a certain feeling, don't you?
Sure.
And take it up a little bit. And you can break it down into where you know you got the as a musician yourself.
Right.
You have the whole note, you have the half.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, the quarter note.
He's going into the theory.
The eighth. Mm-hmm. The 16th.
Yes.
The 32nd.
The 32nd.
Come on.
Right, right, right. And we get that 32nd really strong today in the trap music genre with the hi-hat. You know, the
wow.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna leave you with this. I remember seeing War. Okay, guess where?
Yes. We all know where.
Yeah, we already know where. Okay. At the Moscow Auditorium in RVA. Mm. And they didn't have their drummer.
What?
Because the drummer was sick or something like that. And one of the members of the band kind of stepped in. It threw the entire concert off. Think about what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
if that drummer isn't, you
cannot have war without drums, because the drums are really, I think the drums is what war's music is based around of. It's a vital component. Now, I got one for you. I saw Jefferson Starship without their drummer.
And?
Okay, the drummer left, quit. Doing a disagreement with him. Man, they smoke anyway. Anyway, the drummer quit before the show. So Marty Balin begins the show playing the tambourine for the opening song. But no, the airplane could work without that, because a lot of people don't know. You know, they think of White Rabbit, Someone to Love, those great classic hits. But they're primarily an acoustic outfit. Uh-huh. That's really their foundation and their base where they began. So much of the night was an acoustic set. So they could get away with it. Yeah.
If your rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your rhythm section.
That's why we have rhythm and lead guitar. Yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are enjoying this.
Bass!
Monday Night Madness.
It's a rhythm instrument.
Okay. Got one more by Duke Ellington, and then James Brown.
Edward Kennedy Ellington.
This one is called Emancipation Celebration.
Yes.
Thank you.
My all-time favorites, James Brown.
A man who taught black excellence.
Oh, exactly. Mm. By example.
By example.
Now, I had a chance of seeing him all several times.
Mm.
Oh, look, anytime there was a James Brown concert, I was there. Oh, especially here in Richmond, right? And it was just absolute... It was always great.
Mm-hmm. I remember, yes.
James Brown, the JBs, the famous Flames.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Gosh, you saw it all.
Just the Cape Man.
Yes.
Each and every time. And look, yes. Someone help me out here.
Yes.
I know I saw most times at a minimum 3 capes at the end of the show. You know, when he comes out with please, mm-hmm. a minimum of 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gold, royal
mm-hmm.
blue,
mm-hmm.
red.
And he got that from Gorgeous George.
White.
He got that from Gorgeous George, the wrestler.
Did he?
Because he would come out to the ring with the capes. You know, Gorgeous George, you know, he had the hair thing going on and everything.
Yeah.
And
flamboyant, to
yes,
say the least.
Just, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah, he would come out with the capes. And, you know, Brown at one point wanted to be a boxer. He kept up with that, and he liked that. You know, just whatever he liked, he took. You know, that's human nature.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
Well, you know, that is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown, what a legend. And look up the history of James Brown.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't
Please
graduate
do.
From high school. As a matter of fact,
Jeez.
I don't think he came out of what we would call middle school. And he started shining shoes in front of this radio station. This, as the story tells, and correct me at any point.
That's right.
That he was shining shoes in front of this radio station.
Shine shoes, buck danced.
Yeah. They ended up purchasing that radio.
And yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is black power, he said.
And at one time, James Brown had 2 jets.
Yeah.
And they were both black. Oh yeah.
Names of his hits on the tail.
Oh my. It was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we had a chance, we had the show on a few years back. It was called Hard Times with Martha Hine. And we had, Fred Wesley came on.
Oh,
I interviewed him.
Yes.
Oh, my yes. goodness. Also, we interviewed the Cape Man.
Yes, yes, that was a good one. I remember that with Mr. Danny Ray.
Danny Ray.
Spirit rest his soul.
What yes. a great, yes, yes. Soul. I think he passed away later that year.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. That,
yeah, so William, your station, you've made history. You gave Danny Ray's, you had Danny Ray's last interview.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had not even thought about it. Mm-hmm. It was an excellent, excellent interview. Mm-hmm. It was just absolutely magnificent. All right. And matter of fact, I'm going to have to pull it up in the archives. Mm-hmm. It's already archived.
It's already archived.
Already archived. Oh, my. Speaking of which, this going back into the 70s, this group, and guess what I had, you know, I confess, Professor.
What is it?
I kind of snuck, is snuck a word or sneak? just
go ahead and tell me what you did.
You know what I did. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to show you what I did right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh!
Well, all right.
All right.
All right.
Citizens of the universe, recording angels.
Oh.
We have returned to claim.
Oh, I had to do it. Lord. I couldn't help it.
All right.
You know I'm out of control.
Yes.
Yes. Love it.
Light year groove. Well, all right.
Yes.
You hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys.
Me and the boys.
Get down.
Jazz, are you grooving?
Yeah.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here. The bomb. Bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas. Nobody but me and the boys.
Me and the boys hit that. We gotta hit the band.
Hit the bang.
Hit the band.
Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me. Hit the back.
WB and the professor getting down in studio Monday Night Madness.
Since we're talking about shows, did I tell you the time when I saw Parliament for the first time?
When Gabe was on blow, you better be ready to go.
Let me tell you. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Right after this.
Time to move on.
Life's changed right here.
Ahead of our time.
Yeah.
Swallow, free your mind. Come fly.
Let me ride.
On the mothership.
Come on now. Monday Night Madness. Black Excellence.
Do you know the amount of people that have had spiritual experiences hearing that live?
I can understand that.
But look, when I saw them. Okay, first off, let me tell you. I was in graduate school the second time when I went to see them first time. Okay, I came in clean.
Okay.
When it started, I was clean.
Yeah.
I was clean. I was clean. See, I don't know how to say this though. I was clean to the end, but by the third, because I was just breathing. Cause I'm a human. I gotta breathe, right? I'm just breathing. By the third song, I was floating. If you know what I mean. Now I was breathing. But by the third song,
yeah.
I was floating.
Yeah. Can we say it was a lit concert? It was lit.
And that's the way it is with
Well, I didn't have the experience at the mosque when I saw them. Okay. I don't think it wasn't allowed at the mosque. I don't know where you saw it. I don't know where you're hanging out those days. But, hey, that jam, I had to slip that one in, Professor. I had to do
it. I gotcha.
It was almost like when they came on the set, because you had Parliament. You had Parliament Funkadelic.
Yeah.
You had the Funkadelic. You had Bootsy Collins.
Oh, God. 30 people on stage singing the same thing in unison. Harmony didn't even matter because all the voices were different.
Oh, man.
Just sing the same line, and it was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Jeez.
It was a bit of nostalgia for me. I'm telling you right now, brother. And this one, I got a question to ask you. You always ask me questions live on air.
Yes.
Throughout the United States.
Yes.
There was one place that was recognized universally, as especially among us,
yes,
as the Chocolate City.
Mm! Woo!
you want to tell us now, or you want to wait till later?
But it was the nation's capital, baby, my hometown. And this group here, I think it was 1974, this was another anthem of black excellence to, I guess you can say, the boomer hippie generation of mm-hmm. Shade, who wanted to let those uh-huh. affected by white flight
uh-huh.
that we're gaining up on ya.
Well, got one question.
Hmm.
Why won't they make it a city? We'll talk, and we'll answer that on the way back. I'm declaring it should be number 51.
Oh, what's happening, CC? They still call it the White House, but that's a temporary condition too. Can you dig it, CC?
I can dig it.
I can definitely dig it.
He's just reaching. If I don't cop it, ain't mine.
Sure knows. And my sure knows. Wait, I can dig it.
WB and the professor off the chizang.
Right on.
Haven't used that term in a while. I think it's...
There's a lot of chocolate cities around. We've got Newark, we've got Gary. Somebody told me we got L.A. And we're working on Atlanta.
This is jamming, man.
But you're the capital.
Get it on, yeah.
Get down.
Get it on, yeah.
Moving in on.
Get it on, yeah.
Can't you feel my breath? All up around your neck. Hey, CC. They say you jive and game and can't be changed. But on the positive side, you're my piece of the rock and I love you, CC. Can you dig it? Hey, we didn't get our 40 acres and a mule, but we did get you, CC. Yeah. Moving in around ya. God bless CC and his vanilla suburbs. What's happening, blood? What's up, man, Black? Brother Black, blood even. Yeah, just funny, man. Getting down. A blood to blood, players to ladies. The last percentage count was 80. You don't need the bullet when you got the ballot. Are you up for the downstroke, CC? Chocolate City. Are you with me out there? And when they come to march on you, tell them to make sure they got their James Brown pass. And don't be surprised if Ali is in the White House. Reverend Ike, Secretary of the Treasury.
Woo!
Richard Pryor, Minister of Education. Stevie Wonder, Secretary of Fine Arts. And Miss Aretha Franklin, the First Lady. Are you out there, CC? A chocolate city is no dream. It's my piece of the rock. And I dig you, CC. God bless Chocolate City and its vanilla suburbs. Can y'all get to that? In your stuff. Can't get enough. Be more fun. Be more fun. And we funky too. Right on, Chocolate City. Yeah. Get deep.
real deep.
You and me, CC. Parliament, the Chocolate City.
You talking about changing the DC to CC?
Yes, right. Mm. That's right. I still want to know how come it's not a state
a
yet.
A state, yes.
You know, clever. Uh-huh. It is called the District of Columbia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Parliament uh-huh. just pointed out to you it's Chocolate City.
It's Chocolate
so
City.
So I think I'm answering my own question.
There you go.
Okay. Because it really wasn't a question for me.
Right.
I just want to pose it for the audience.
And
you with me, CC?
Yeah, and he pointed out that we did not get 40 acres and a mule. Now, you know, let's talk about that. You know, that was a wartime order that came about in January of 1865 by General Sherman to sort of take care of the freed African Americans at that time. January of 65 was something else, William, because Lincoln was really working hard to get the 13th Amendment, passed, and it did happen. And now he goes to the theater on the 14th of April. After the 13th Amendment is passed, you know, so we go through February, March, April, you know, he was a little stoked. He was, as they call, turnt by that. And, he was talking. This was in Doris Kearns Goodwin's book, I forgot the name of the book. I'll find out the, I'll get the name of the book and I'll tell you. It was her book. On Lincoln, Team Arrivals. It was in Team Arrivals, Doris Kearns Goodwin's book.